At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's the dictionary. It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to this new, brand new, spanking new, wonderful new episode of The Dictionary. I still got this allergy thing going on, and I don't like it whatsoever. I think these allergies can just go on and get the hell out of here. But I took some allergy pills, so hopefully it sort of seems like it's drying up. I don't know. Do you need to know this stuff? Yes, you 100% do need to know all of these things that I am telling you. Like, the first word in this episode is declarative. D-E-C-L-A-R-A-T-I-V-E. Wow, that was a terrible way to spell a word. Adjective from 1628. Making a declaration is a declarative act. Declaratory is a synonym. Declaratory, as in a declarative sentence. And that is a sentence that I am declaring that declaratively is an adverb. Let's see, the next word, we need to do a sound effect first, which will be mm-hmm. Yeah, my nose is definitely a little stuffy. Declaratory is next. That was the synonym for declarative. Declaratory, adjective from the 15th century. Number one. Serving to declare, set forth, or explain. You are making an effort to declare something, to set forth some information, or just to explain something. I am very declaratory in this podcast because I like to explain things. 2A, declaring what is the existing law, as in declaratory statute. So this statute declares something about the existing law. Law. 2B, declaring a legal right or interpretation, as in a declaratory judgment. And I think all of these is mostly used in the legal world of things. Next is declare. Verb from the 14th century, starting with transitive, declare. One, to make known formally, officially, or explicitly. To make known, it's very formal, or it's official, or it's explicit. But it could be, we are declaring something in one of those ways. What might you be declaring? Declaring that this is number two, which is obsolete, and it's just to make clear. To make something clear is to declare. I wonder if those are related. Declare, clear. Yeah, but this is obsolete, so we don't really use it in this way anymore. It's time for the cat to sit next to me on this bench. Three, to make evident, and the synonym is show. Declaring this stuff to you. Number four, to state emphatically, and the synonym is affirm, as in declares his innocence. He is showing that he is stating his innocence very emphatically, because if he wasn't so emphatic about it, then they might think that he wasn't innocent. So you got to be emphatic about your innocence. Number five, to make a full statement of. I did not make a full statement of, not at first. To make a full statement of, and the thing that you are making a statement about is your taxable or dutiable property. It's taxable property, or it is dutiable property. I think that's a I think that's where we're using tax. Duty as in a tax. Yeah. Taxable or dutiable, depending on if you're in America or British. Yeah. Okay, that was that one. Number 6A, to announce as a Trump suit in a card game. To announce in a card game, what are you announcing? You are playing a game that uses Trump's, one of the suits is trumping all the other ones, so you are declaring that that suit is the Trump suit. What are they? Should we go through them? I think you probably know them. Hearts, diamonds, clubs, and spades. Those are the suits, and one of them is Trump. There used to be a deck of cards that had a fifth suit, like a green one, and I would love to have one of those someday. Do you have one? I would like it. 6B, the synonym is the word meld, M-E-L-D. Like things melding together, they are being declared. I've never heard this, unless it's related to the card game thing. Might be. I don't really play a lot of those trumping card games. I never really got into those. 7. To make payable, as in declare a dividend. It's something about numbers and money. Now we have intransitive 1. To make a declaration is to declare. 2. To avow one's opinion or support. Avow one's opinion. So, if you're saying, I am giving you my opinion or my support on something, I am declaring that. 3. To announce one's intentions as to run for political office. So they were declaring, I am going to run for city manager. I am declaring that I want that position. As in the example, declared for mayor. See, there was an example right there. I didn't need to come up with one myself. Declarable is an adjective. Let's see, the etymology. It is from the Latin declarare. Declarare. That is from de plus clarare, which means to make visible. And that is from clarus, which means clear, and there's more at the word clear. So yeah, it's all about something making clear, visible, obvious. But what doesn't actually say what declarare means. It just says it's from clarare. That is the silliest word to say, clarare. It's making something clear, obvious. It's time for synonyms. Synonyms, we love our synonyms. Oh, yes, we do. Ooh, ooh. Declare, announce, proclaim, promulgate mean to make known publicly. All of those things, making known publicly. Declare implies explicitness and usually formality in making known, as in, the referee declared the contest a draw. The referee it can make it very formal and say, I say this contest is a draw, nobody wins. And we are being explicit about it. The next synonym, announce. That one implies the declaration of something for the first time. It has never been declared before. What? Amazing. As in, announced their engagement at a party. You are announcing it for the very first time so everybody can hear all together. Hopefully everybody's there and nobody misses the announcement. Proclaim implies declaring clearly, forcefully, and authoritatively. As in, the president proclaimed a national day of mourning. That's the sad mourning, not the day mourning. I've said that before, I think. They proclaimed it. So yes, they are very official and they have authority in this situation. They can proclaim something. Ooh, what fun to have authority like that. The last one of the synonyms, promulgate, a fascinating word. It implies the proclaiming of a dogma, doctrine, or law, as in promulgated an edict of religious toleration. I think we do all need to be tolerant of people's religion and beliefs and customs and cultures. But when you start to not be so respectful of those other things, Audrey, I'm telling you this. Are you listening? Nope, she's not. But when you are not respectful, if maybe you're pushing your own beliefs on other people, that's when we start to have problems. So it's fine if you want to go do your thing, but just do it by yourself and not making other people do it. Be cool, man. That's all it is. A synonym for everything is the word assert. There's another synonym on top of the other synonyms. Synonyms all the place. Okay. I think that was my sound effect. Declarer is a noun from the 14th century. One that declares, specifically, the bridge player. This is the card game bridge that's got some trumps. The bridge player who names the trump and plays both his or her own hand and that of the dummy. I think I need to play a game where there is a dummy because I am the dummy all the time. Yeah, I have a lot of family who play bridge. And I just, every time I'm like, yes, I'm going to sit down and learn. And I never do. Someday. Next is declass. Transitive verb from 1888 to remove from a class. You got to get out of here, dude. Why do we have to remove you? You have been declassed. Especially to assign to a lower social status. Yeah, you know, there's all social statuses all over. And I mean, it really comes down to money, right? Who's got more money? Who's got less money? That's what these classes are all about. And then if you lose your money, if you go down in your social status, you have been declassed. Can't we all just be classified together? Audrey, ow! Don't do that. Yes, that's probably what you're thinking as you're trying to nibble on my hand. Or maybe I'm not petting you enough. Okay, sorry about that. Next is déclassé. You could say it that way. Déclassé or déclassé. Déclat or clat. Déclassé. I think déclassé makes much more sense because this is French. Déclassé. There is an accent on the very first E, down on the left and up on the right, and also the very last E, which is the same one. Boop! Adjective from 1887. One, fallen or lowered in class, rank, or social position. Number two, of inferior status. So yeah, this is very similar to the last one, declass, but we're putting our very rough American way to speak on that word. Yeah, it's from French. Yeah, it just means to declass. Same thing, just in a French way. Déclassé. Next is declassify. Transitive verb from 1945. To remove or reduce the security classification of, as in, declassify a secret document. Declassification is a noun. So this document has security around it. There's a classification of different levels of security, top secret, I don't know what the other ones are called, super secret, no, not for your eyes, stay away, buddy. That's one of them. But if you declassify it, then you are either getting rid of all the security classification or you're lowering it so more people can see it. And why is it secret? And, you know, we're recording this during the time of 2022 August when the whole Trump took the documents to Mar-a-Lago thing. So there's all this talk of it's classified documents and I don't know if there's any declassification happening, but there's redactions happening. Which is kind of, I guess that's kind of declassifying it in a way. You're changing it so other people can see it. Yeah. Mow, 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 mow. Next word is declaw. Declaw. Transitive verb from 1953. To remove the claws of, as a cat, surgically. You are surgically removing the claws of a cat. Probably a cat. More than likely a cat. If you're declawing a lobster, unless they're ill, I don't think they're going to like that one. So leave the claws where they belong. Okay, so one of our cats is not declawed. She has all of her sharp claws, which she was oh so nicely showing off before when she was sticking them in my arm. Yeah, that was you. But our other cat, who I got at a different time of life, does not have any claws. We did do the declaw process, and I feel really bad about that. I'm not going to lie. They told us what is involved, and a lot of people don't know this. So here is the PSA for today. When you declaw a cat, it's the equivalent of taking out, surgically removing, I think taking out was kind of a, not the right way to say that, surgically removing the very last bone of your finger, starting at the last knuckle. So they're basically opening up the knuckle and cutting off the tendons and the ligaments and whatever, and that whole thing is going away. Because you can't just take out the claw. That's like taking off your nail. It's probably going to grow back and be painful. It is painful, actually, for them. You're removing part of their finger. A whole part of their finger. All of the fingers on all of the feet. It's getting removed. So it's a major surgery. It's more major than, you know, when you take the eight-week-old cat or whatever to go in and get neutered or spayed. That's a relatively easy thing for them to come back from. But the decline is hard. And I'm a big supporter of not decline. You know, keep them trimmed. That's fine. But yeah, it's a big surgery for them. They don't like it. I've also heard that some cats, when you declaw them, they start to use their teeth more. And that could be a problem. You just got to train them to use a scratching post so they don't go scratch up on your stuff. It's not that hard. Just get one. I've had the same one for like 15 years. All right. That was declaw. Let's no do the declaw. Declension is a noun from the 15th century. Declension. 1A. Noun, adjective, or pronoun, inflection, especially in some prescribed order of the forms. That sentence did not make any damn sense to me. Noun, adjective, or pronoun, inflection, especially in some prescribed order of the forms, is a declension. Okay, my brain just shuts down on that. It probably makes sense to you, hopefully. 1B, a class of nouns or adjectives having the same type of inflectional forms. That makes a little bit more sense, but I think I do need some context. If you have any thoughts on that, if you know, if you can explain it in a better way, please call the Google Voice number in the show notes and leave a message, and I'm going to listen to it, and then I'm going to put it in an episode. 2, a falling off or away. Deterioration is the synonym. Declension. Okay. 3, synonyms are descent and slope. A thing that goes down and down and down. Declensional is an adjective. This is from, what is it from? It is from Latin declinatio, which means grammatical inflection or turning aside. I don't know what any of this even means. Grammatical, is it like the way you say a word? Inflection. Or turning aside, what does that even mean here? That's from declinare, which is to inflect or turn aside. Maybe it's a different definition for inflect than what I'm thinking of. I think there is one more word for this episode. Yes, there is. Howdy doody. Ma 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 ma. Noun from the 14th century. It is, did I even say it? Declination. 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 1. Angular distance north or south from the celestial equator measured along a great circle passing through the celestial poles. North or south. So wait, what lines are we talking about here? I feel like the dictionary could be a little bit more clear, because now I have to go somewhere else to find more information, and I feel like I should get enough from this. Maybe the dictionary needs to be twice as long. Angular distance north or south from the celestial equator measured along a great circle passing through the celestial poles. So is this the kind of line that goes around the Earth horizontally or vertically? That's what I'm missing here. Declination. Okay, number two, a turning aside or swerving. So if you're about to hit a car, you're playing chicken, the first one to declinate, could we use that word in this context? Because they turned or they swerved around from the other car so they don't get hit, because that's a dumb game. Three, the synonym is deterioration. Deterioration, as in moral declination. Your morality is deteriorating. It's going away. You're becoming less moral, I guess. Yeah. Four, a bending downward. Yeah, this, so all of these are things moving away from something. A bending downward. The synonym is inclination. Well, that's not helpful. Inclination is the same as declination? This is like, I just saw that TikTok video of the guy who learns that flammable and inflammable mean the same thing. And that's messed up. Why? I understand his pain. Number five, a formal refusal. A formal refusal is a declination because you are declining. Decline, going down. Yeah, it's starting to make sense. Maybe you shouldn't have thought about that before. Number six, the angle formed between a magnetic needle and the geographical meridian. The magnetic needle and the geographic, I don't know. Declinational is an adjective, and the etymology says, let's see, Latin decl. Did I read? No, I don't think I read this. Declin. It's the same. It's similar. Wait a minute. Is the same or is similar? Declinatio, declinatio. Yes, they are using, so declension and declination are using the same word, the same etymology, but this time it says the definitions are angle of the heavens and then also turning aside, which the other one did say. But the other one, the first definition was grammatical inflection, and here it is angle of the heavens. I don't know if I said angel of the heavens. I hope I didn't. That would make sense as well, angel of the heavens, but this is angle of the heavens. So it's an angle from maybe where you are to the heavens to somewhere else, something like that. Because from the heavens to you is a downward angle, because heaven is above us. That's what everybody knows. So it's declining down to our level. Word of the episode, it's everybody's favorite time. Today the words were declarative, declaratory, declare, declarer, declass, declasse, declassify, declaw, declension, and declination. I have to pick declaw as the word of the episode because I would not want myself to be declawed. I would have short fingers. I have a feeling not. They use their claws to grip things and run and jump and all those things, so they're very important to them, just getting around. But in addition to not having the claw, your finger is now shorter than it was before, so it's even harder for you to grip things. I never even thought about that part of things. The morning that we went to drop off our older cat, Bailey, who is the declawed one, we went to drop her off to get the spaying and the decline, and the doctor said again, he said, I urge you not to do this, but we went ahead and did it anyway, and I'm sorry, Bailey, but she's just fine. Yeah, we're going to pick declaw as the episode. No, the word of the episode. Don't declaw, don't declaw. I really wish you wouldn't declaw. That is the time that is the end of the episode. I hope you are enjoying this podcast. I know I am, and I'm the only one that matters. No, you matter too. You know what I mean. It just matters if I'm having fun. If I'm not having fun, why would I be doing this? Hope you have fun too. That's the goal. More fun, please. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.